All right. Welcome to the Cycling Collab podcast. And off the record, off the cuff, and most probably off topic. Look at the cycling week that was, the cycling week that will be, and of course, sometimes the cycling week that should have been. I'm Angus Petrie. Joining me in the house, joining me on our show, none other than the big hitter, Mr. Rion Nolan. Welcome, Rion.
Good to be here. Put him in the gutter.
Put him in the gutter, bro. Put him in. Welcome to the studio.
Cheer. Good to be here.
Bit of memorabilia kicking around in this place.
There's a lot going on here, eh?
And no doubt over some coming months, we may even talk about a few things that are hanging on the wall around this place.
100%. There's some good people on here that sent me some cool stuff, eh? Good memories.
Yeah, some good stories to go with them.
100%.
So here we are. We're in our little studio covering our podcast live here on YouTube. But we're not discriminating, so you can listen to us on all the major podcast platforms as well. Savage. If you're on a bike ride and you need something entertaining to listen to, well, I hope it's entertaining anyway.
Is that what people do? They go bike ride and they listen to a podcast. Fuck, I've never done that.
Well, you should give that a whirl. Actually, you know,
I like listening to cars though. I like knowing what's around me. So if I that's why I don't listen to music.
Oh, you just need to pick the routes that don't have cars. Like, good I find point. That, you know, like...
What about the magpies? Fuck.
Occasionally, I have come across a car occasionally along Traverse, but it's normally being parked. So look, we're going to cover off plenty of things over the coming months and into the future. We're going to look at cycling here at home.
Tour of Southland
is going to be one of them.
Yeah. Soccer Classic, New Zealand Soccer Classic is another one. It's pretty fucking full gas, actually.
We might talk Ride the Wilderness at some stage. Well, it's a cool little race.
Yeah.
You stay away.
I've won that one. I'm going to do it. That's 120K in it. Actually, bro, there's a map over that wall there. Look over there. See, that's the map the night before the race. I found out all the tar seal sections.
Oh, I can't. Let me see if I can swing out of the way here and see what we're talking
about. Bro, that's my race strategy. I attacked on all those parts there. I actually pumped my tires up a little bit hard and I fucking ripped it and shelled most of the group. There's only like six of us left. Well, anyway, I just won it. Fuck, I got sick in the last 10K. That was a week after Southland.
And that was back in the days when you boys were still riding mountain bikes, man. Gravel bikes, that's the way now. Gravel bikes, aero bars, because we're non-UCI, so we can have your aero bars.
Do you know who it was? It was me on the mountain bike, and there was only two fellas left. Who was it? Fuck, it was Darren Burns, who was a weapon, and Ben Hillary, I think. And they were both on cross bikes.
Oh, well...
I think that was the race. There's been so many.
2 years ago or something, I suppose, I was third there on my gravel bike.
Here we go.
And Ben Hillary was there beating me there. Yeah, and Ben Cannon as well,
and
actually.
Cannon, eh? The wee climber. Do you know he can actually fucking climb? He's actually a good climber. No shit. Although he did crash in Tour of Southland. He was up the front on the Devil's Staircase. He's a good climber. I'm not ripping you out, bro. You're a hitter. But I think there was like everyone was talking shit, and I think he might have touched my wheel or whatever. That fuck went down. I was so lucky not to bin it.
Actually, I was riding with him in the weekend, Ben Cannon, and he put us to the sword going up Kennedy's on the mountain bike.
Yeah.
But that's okay because we got all our time back and some as soon as we hit the descent.
Yeah. Oh.
Ben.
I was actually, bro. Anyway, back to Ben as well. I'm not sure I'll talk about you so much, but we were in the breaker on stage four. Nah, the last stage of Tour of Timaru. It was me and him. I've been up the road for a while. He came across. I waited for him.
As you do.
Nah, I was tiring out. And actually, he was chopping off with me, like not full gas. I was obviously on bigger, so I was rolling on the flat longer. But we got to the fucking hill, and he started ripping. I was like, bro, fucking calm down a little. We're working as a team here. You know what I mean? And then he calmed down. He obviously got it. But I was like, fuck, he can actually climb, eh? He goes pretty good. Little shit.
Goes pretty good.
He goes all right.
Yeah.
Still put him in the gutter, though.
Still put him in the gutter. That's the only way, isn't it? Still put him in the gutter, boy. No wind required.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Tell us what happened in the weekend.
Oh, Sefton Classic. Cool. Oh, yeah, bro. The winds were, I just looked in, actually. It was meant to be 81 k's an hour wind or whatever, crosswind down these two long straights. Pretty gnarly, eh? I was like, I actually thought I was going to have good legs yesterday. I'm telling you why, I had shit legs. Fuck, I was gutted. But it was good to see that five of the top of the A graders called it quits. I think it was like, oh, hey, guys, fuck, if we don't quit, all the other grades won't quit, and they'll keep going, and then kids are going to get hurt. So they pulled the pin, then the Derek and Papanui Pegasus called the pin on the race, which is pretty good safety. No one needs to fucking break a leg or hit a car.
No, that's right. It's just a club race at the end of the day, isn't it? We're not racing for the rainbow stripes, that's for sure.
Win's a win, though. Put him in the gutter.
A win is a win. So what do you write that one down to?
Well, hold on. Here's a funny story. Fucking Jeremy Engles. He attacked like we were
he blew. Tell me
no,
he blew.
No, he didn't. No, he, like my power meter stopped working. So I went to the front. I was riding, I thought, like 170 watts. Weak as piss. So I was trying to calibrate my my power meter, and everyone just stayed behind me, whatever they were cool. But then fucking Jingles attack and who went with him? Scotty McDonnell. They went up the road. So I was trying to slow it down, calibrate my power meter. Jingles was pulling a turn, getting nowhere fast. Nah, and then that is actually a good move because they got away, and then the boys bridge across up to them once they got fucking 1200 watts into the corner. It's like, cool, bro.
I don't know why you just didn't leave your power meter as it was, because when you upload it to Strava and you've won the race and you've only been doing like 120 watts, like how cool does that look?
You need to calibrate your power meter, mate.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to chat about local races, things that we're doing, things that everybody else is doing, but we're going to catch up with what's happening in the world of cycling. UCI Tour.
Fuck yeah, Paris-Roubaix.
There's some cyclocross season starting on the European world.
We'll
cover some gravel racing from, of course, the Americas, because that's where that's at. Well, I know if it's cycling, we'll cover it. If you're Everesting, we'll cover you.
Yeah, even like dudes that do.
I was talking
crazy
to you
shit.
There.
Oh,
actually.
Me. Oh, Everesting. Didn't I do that last month? No shit. Anyone can do that. It's actually fucking easy. You just have to ride easy and don't go over threshold, nowhere near threshold. But it just fucks you for ages, eh? And like, I think I did 19,000 meters like last month in some comp with the dudes up north, and I was the only South Island rider. I won it, by the way. Wasted Andy Hagen. He's a hitter. Jokes. But that just fucked me, eh? I was doing like 7-hour days. I was like, what am I doing? In the rain, da da da. But going back to like finding people that do real gangster shit like on the bike, like fucking 24, how far can you ride in 20 hours? You know, all those 500K races.
And they've just reset the record for the most kilometers you can ride in 7 days. And I don't actually have the exact number, but it's 3,500 and something. It's just been beaten an extra 2Ks. So that's 500 and something kilometers per day, sick. 7 days in a row. Some legendary stuff like that will come.
Bro, the other thing is like following like Kiwis that are actually striving to like represent New Zealand overseas. That like not many people know about kind of thing, or they do, but they don't know where they are. We'll fucking track them down and find them and see their race results. You like all these young Kiwis from Canada, well, from New Zealand, really racing overseas, following Black Spoke, what they're up to, like all those other teams. You know, there's been a couple of Kiwis come back, bit of drama on that team over there. That, you know, that team. Oh, I got some juicy gossip.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Ooh, I don't know if I can say that.
Maybe not just right now. We could save that because we don't want to like put it all on one show here. We want our viewers and our listeners to come back.
100%. Yeah, for sure.
Because there will be more, right?
For sure. Put them in the gutter. I actually might get a t-shirt of that made up. Put them in the gutter.
I think it could be a good merch thing, mate. We could raise some money out of some merch. Put them in the gutter.
The problem is, mate, they put us in the gutter. Fuck's sake. Wow. What's the first race we're going to do?
Paris-Roubaix.
Fuck yeah. That's full gas. That's the heart of the shit, eh?
Some cobbles.
Yeah. Boom. Savage. I'm pretty sure Stulo bought me a cobble back. I'm going to have to hit him up for that.
Oh,
he stole a cobble.
Well, that would be pretty cool. I'd love to have a cobble here in the desk. Stu, sure. If you're out there, give us your cobble. We want it for the desk.
Give us your cobble, boy.
So that's us. That's what we're doing, the Cycling Collab podcast. You can look us up on Instagram. We are there as the Cycling Collab podcast, and on YouTube. So get over to YouTube. Give us a subscribe so that you don't miss an episode when we start releasing this to the wild. And the more of you people that subscribe, and of course, the more of you people that watch, the more we will do. But also, you can email us if you want on thecyclingcollab@gmail.com. If you've got anything you think we should cover, talk about, whatever, we can talk tech, we can talk whatever you want, we can talk about it. So you can either message us on Instagram or send us an email, do whatever you like. We're happy to chat all day long.
Full show.
Right, bro. Well, that's us. So stay tuned. Keep listening. Keep watching. We'll be here on YouTube for you. Hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your mates. Tell your friends. If you got mates, tell them. If you haven't, I don't know. Put it on your social so that people know where to find us. Until then, big dog. Thanks, mate. See you all.
Later, bro.